Well, at 9 minutes past 4 o'clock on a Thursday, it's time once again for another not the wine of the week from Tops at Lifestyle Today, but yet another beer of the week. And on that note, it's a welcome back to Eamon Darling, who was on holiday last week. Nice to see you again, my friend.
Good. Thanks, Dave.
Always to have a Thursday tipple together.
Yes.
And with your special guest, Paul Johnston from Saggy Stone Breweries. That's it, Saggy Stone.
Saggy Stone. Correct.
Welcome to you, Paul. Lovely to have you along for the ride. And let's leap right into it. This is a very interesting looking beer. It says boldly on the can, 3% blonde ale. Now, clearly that is important to those that understand what that means, but I have no idea, as indeed I'm sure many of our listeners do. So maybe we can start there. What is the significance of
it? It's 3% alcohol, Dave, so it's a blonde ale, so it's very light in color, like a pale golden color. I haven't tasted it yet, so we all three of us will be tasting it live today on the radio.
Hip hip hooray.
Which is good. It's also low in calories, so it's very good for the young ladies. The ladies out there as well, if they're worried about their
It's not only, not only the ladies, I can assure you,
and the
in
guy.
This modern world that we live in today, everyone is kind of wanting to look their best, enjoying life, but not adding necessarily to the complexity of not looking, especially in a beach-oriented society like ours. Especially when summer comes along, you don't want to necessarily be not as conditioned as you would like. So this is a perfect way to still enjoy a lovely craft beer, but without the guilt factor.
It's only got 100 calories per 330 mils of beer, so it's very light on calories.
Well, there it is. So now, of course, generally there is a trade-off, you see, and the trade-off is, and I've learnt this to my great sadness, when something is good for you, or not as good as what is bad for you, clearly, it tastes like that. You know, it gives you, it's a bit like you're told this is a great substitute for chocolate. It isn't. It always doesn't taste like chocolate. And so on. And there are many other examples one can use. With beer, I presume, this is not the case here, because I've just glanced through some of the notes. And it would appear that this is an exceptional beer. But, you know, the taste is always important, and there's no finer way to experience that than to crack the can and pour a shot.
And taste it. It comes out, it's based out, the brewery's based out in Robinson's, Dave, so it's around 150 k's out into the Robinson Valley. So it's part of the Robinson Winery stable, but run independently from the farm.
So the Robertson Winery is there, and then you've got the Robertson Brewery, and never the twain shall meet, or is that just a fallacy? I'm sure they meet very convivially.
I think they do.
In the evenings and high days and the holidays and,
trade places.
Whatever floats your boat.
But apparently it's the water that flows through, and what the brewery is using to make the beer. And as we always say, beer is 95% water, no matter what
but
it is.
But don't most brewers just take ordinary wherever there's available and then run it through a filtration system so it takes out the taste of heavy metals and all sorts of other things?
There probably be some of the bigger guys that we won't mention, and then
Bigger guys definitely. I mean, they're not going to the SA breweries, etc. They're definitely not going to go and find a crystal clear stream and suck the water out of that. They just open the tap, fill up the tank, run it through a filter, and there it is. And it works because, otherwise on that sort of level, that sort of scale, you couldn't do otherwise.
So most of the guys, these are craft breweries. So most of the guys that work in craft brewery and in breweries, they normally have either a chemical industry background, or they've studied chemistry.
Everyone has chemistry.
Chemistry's got chemistry.
I understand what you're saying.
So beers are some chemically made.
So clearly this is more organic, shall we say?
Yes.
Yeah.
And that's what we like in this modern age. We're looking for back to nature, as pure as possible. Because that's also, no doubt, to a large degree, important in the tick list of what is going to be your preferred tipple going forward. So is this a new a new product on the shelves at Tops at Lifestyle.
It is, Dave. I think we've had it now for a couple of months now.
A couple of months, yeah. It came in about probably eight months ago.
Six, 7 months ago. It's going quite well, but I'm hoping now that we're coming into summer. Spring. We're in spring now at the moment. As the days heat up now,
yeah.
I think for somebody to try it and to be different and to try an ale. Ale, not everybody likes ales, but there's some good ales that are out there. And I think when we taste this, I think that'll fit in.
Okay.
Very nice.
Well, then why don't we do that? Why don't we, hit the button for some commercials while we take a commercial break. We'll pour a little taster. And on the other side of the commercials, we'll come back and give you from the horse's mouth, so to speak, I'll give you the most honest opinion I can. Here's hoping.
Do you need beautiful light fittings, top quality switches and sockets, or electrical supplies? Global Light Fittings is the place to shop. What about solar panels, inverters, or batteries? Global Light Fittings has you covered. With 27 years of great service and competitive prices, Global Light Fittings is your trusted electrical and lighting wholesaler. Visit Global Light Fittings in Platinum Park, Douglas Crowe Drive, Bolito, or give them a call on 032-946-3085. That's 032-946-3085.
Gear up for the...
At Sugar Baron, we craft our rum the traditional way, on site at our Richmond distillery, ensuring a truly authentic single estate craft rum. Our award-winning range includes a single estate barrel-aged rum, single estate white rum, coffee rum liqueur and cherry rum liqueur. Perfect for any occasion. Come and visit us for a tasting experience or host your private function at our picturesque distillery. Sugar Baron Rum is available online with delivery straight to your door. Or find us at Topset Lifestyle, Alpha Omega Liquor Store, Rocks Liquor and other fine outlets across KZN. Sugar Baron, crafting the finest local rum, one bottle at a time.
Yo, this school play. Hey, come on. We've been here for hours. And it's only the second act, and I'm getting hungry. Hey, guess we'll hit the drive-thru when it's over. Plus, get Nazo Meal Snack Wraps. That's the best solution, since they're only $29.90 per small meal.
When you're serious and don't play about mealtime, there's Nazo Meals. Get the snack wrap or two-piece chicken tender small meals for just $29.90. Get it today, only at McDonald's. T's and C's apply.
The heartbeat of Bolito. 88.0.
And we're back. Interesting. We have now done the deed. You probably didn't hear the crack of the can. It's always for me a lovely sound. A bit like the pop of a cork. But and as Paul said, one of the bylines of this particular product is that beer is best drunk with friends. So here we are. New friends around the microphones. Having a beer. Interesting. It is very, very light. That's my first impression. It has it's sort of beguiling. It's a rather charming. Sometimes light can also be quite bitter and in a little bit unpleasant. I don't like to say that unpleasant until you have acclimatized. Yeah. But this doesn't need any acclimatization. It's just a very smooth, light, crisp, almost floral. I mean, does that sound strange?
Yeah, no, you're right there, Dave.
The fruity flavor coming through.
It's a lovely pale golden color with a very good head. Indicating, no doubt, to those that know that there is lots of life in this beer.
It's not too, there's not too much, what would you say, carbon dioxide in it, so as people would say, gas. So it's not, it very looks like a draft in a can.
It's true, very, very true. It almost like a draft beer.
But I have now had four or five sips, and by now, if you were going to get that, because some people are wild about hops coming through, it's a bit like pipe smokers enjoy some of them latakia in their tobacco mix, which is it's for most people absolutely too much. No, this is, I think, an easy drinking ale for anyone that is keen on, if whether you enjoy a beer or not, if you're looking for a refreshing, cool, convivial drink, probably this would be my first choice because it's quite delectable.
Yeah. Ice cold. I think we drank it. It's got to be a little bit more colder.
Colder, yeah.
A little bit more chilled. And I think it'll be just right. But it reminds me of an ale I tasted a couple of times back home. And it was called, it's a funny spelling, the way you spell it. But pronunciation of it is, it's called Smiddix. So, and that was an ale made by Guinness. Still big overseas, but they use a lot of it in the bars over there. Now they serve it as a shandy. So they have half lemonade and half Smiddix in it to make a ale shandy or a beer shandy.
Okay.
But I find it quite refreshing. The hops are there in it, and it's not overpowering. You know, sometimes you get that malty bitterness taste on the back of your palate, and this doesn't have that. There's a little bit of the hops that come through back, but it's there.
It's definitely there, but it's not overpowering.
It's not overpowering, yeah. Yes. No, agreed.
And therefore, it has that... remember there was the once upon a time, many years ago, was a beer slogan, maybe before your time in South Africa, somewhat
bitter,
smooth.
Somewhat dry.
It never... What was the slogan?
Rains in California.
Somewhat bitter.
Never sweet.
Yeah, that but never. Yeah, just something.
And
dry,
you know that was that was considered to be the epitome of what a good beer should be. But this is that kind of reminds me of it. Let me read this to you. Saggy Stone believes that beer tastes better when shared with good people while enjoying good music. We support the local music industry. This is close to my heart, and we're committed to hosting events that make the beer, the music, and the company the heroes of the experience. So, this is obviously a brewery that has their hearts in the right place and understands, I think, the South African psyche.
I think
because there's two things that unite people in this beloved country of ours: sport and music. So, I mean, the sport's been overdone with this. The sponsors have got plenty. Music now needs a lot more love, and this is great. So, it doesn't really talk to the beer itself per se, but it talks about the ethos, which I think is absolutely bang on. Robertson's first beer brewing farm, influenced by the growing trend of microbreweries scattered in the Australian outbacks and vineyards, they quickly added to the fruit to become Robertson's first beer brewing farm. So this comes from Australia?
No, not originally. They travelled Australia and they went and they saw what they were doing there in the outbacks when you had these smaller craft breweries. And that's where they got the idea from. Was make a smallish sort of brewery, and they like to make proper craft beer. Mm. You know, you get some people who say this is a craft beer, but it more sort of tastes along the lines of being done in a large factory beer. So that's what their whole.
So the idea came from the Australian experience, correct, and they've imported it and made it there. And well, how lovely is that? What's the kind of price point we're talking?
Dave, it's not so bad. For a four pack, it's 160 rand, and an individual can is 42.99. So for premium craft beer, I would say, I think it's a good price. I don't think it's too far off the mark for a 500 ml can.
Well, shall we say this is it appeals to those that know a good thing when they see it and can afford to indulge.
Yes. Yes, yeah, definitely.
It's not for the hoi polloi. It's for you and me.
Yes, it's for those guys out there who drink beer and appreciate good beers as well, not your normal generic run of the mill.
Yeah,
the big fellows are making. I think this fits nicely into that market, and I know craft has slowed down a bit in certain areas, but it's always there. Craft is always there, and there's always people looking for something new.
Sure. Well, and you know, this is a society that I think thrives on innovation, and this certainly look. It doesn't look like a beer. The first thing that strikes me is that can looks very different to a normal beer can.
It does.
And it's intriguing with that 3.5%, 3%, half and half, blue and barley colored. Livery. It's an interesting, because it doesn't have
color.
any gold on it, or any green, or any red, or any black. It's got none of those, traditional beer colors. This is very different. It's more like a, Oh, dare I say, more like a milkshake.
When you look at it down with the bottom and the top end of it, looks totally different.
Yeah,
but I think it's nicely presented. I think it's a nice. I think it's nice packaging on the can.
You know what? It's an innovation. It cuts through the clutter. It stands out. You definitely won't miss it on the shelves. It's called the. Is it? Do you call it 3% when you order it? Do you say I want a 3% or do I want a saggy stone blonde ale?
A blonde ale.
There it is. I mean, blonde ale from Saggy Stone, the brewing company. It's available at Tops right now. Is there going to be an opportunity to taste it? I mean, when we do wine, we have a taster on the weekend.
This afternoon, they'll be tasting in the bottle store this afternoon. They can come into the store and have a free taster.
So if you're headed homeward today, or if you're knocking about wondering what to do for the rest of the afternoon, why don't you swing past Tops at Lifestyle, pop in, and you'll find Paul and Eamon and the team already three sheets to the wind. No, not at all. We drink responsibly.
That'll be later.
But certainly ready to delight you with a taste of the Robertson Delight. It's the Saggy Stone Blonde Ale, 3% craft beer in a can. It's gorgeous. Competitions?
Dave, yeah, we're in the last couple of weeks now of that big competition that we're running in store for that luxury stand, that luxury stand that we have at the front of the store, valued at 25,000. It finishes on the 18th of October, where all you have to do when you come into the store now is purchase for 350 Rand, put your name and phone number on the back of the till slip, and put it in the entry box at the back of the till, and you're in it to win it. But down the road, in the next couple of weeks, we will be doing something brilliant, something unusual and something different for our new competition.
Wow.
But I won't be telling you about that. I'll be leaving that up to Mark and Paul to tell all our consumers out there what that's going to entail. So it's very, very good. So the competition at the moment for that luxury liquor stand at the front is up for grabs for 25,000, spend 350 Rand or more, and you're in it to win it.
There it is, and we look forward to making you the winner of this magnificent liquor cabinet. It's worth a lot of money, as I said, so 25 grand worth of liquor cabinet, and that's as it stands. It hasn't got anything in it yet. You can add to that substantially.
You can add to it, yes. For the moment.
So don't be shy. And once again, thanks so much to my very special guest, Eamon Dowling and Paul Johnston from the... I was going to call it the Soggy Bottom, but it's the Saggy Stone. I love the Soggy Bottom voice. The Saggy Stone 3% Blonde Ale from the Robertson Valley. Go and grab a taste and then fill up the liquor cabinet with this really delectable, light, refreshing, healthy alternative. Gentlemen, thank you so much for joining me on the afternoon show.
Thanks, Dave. You. And we'll see you next week with some delicious wine.
I look forward to that. And that was the beer of the week brought to you by Tops at Lifestyle.